It's 28 to 8, and Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Some good news and some bad news in the soccer, Warwick.
That's a nice way to put it, Fran. The good news is that FIFA has finally stumped up the fortitude to suspend those two delegates accused of seeking bribes in return for votes for future World Cup venues. The bad news is one of those suspended persons, Ranald Tomari from Tahiti, was more than likely to vote for Australia's bid for the 2022 World Cup. Now, FIFA, as we all know, doesn't always act on charges of corruption, but this time the integrity of the bidding process for the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup, it just had to take priority over Section 1, Subsection 2 of the FIFA Old Pals Act, which says you don't do it and you don't get caught. Tomari has been suspended from being involved in the sport for 1 year, while the Nigerian Amos Adamu has been suspended for 3 years, and a decision on both those World Cup venues will be made early next month. In local soccer, the Central Coast snitched a point against Melbourne Victory in their A-League game last night. Two up in the 78th minute, Victory conceded an own goal and may now miss out on a place in this year's final series after playing in the grand final last year. In cricket, the fun and games continue all around the country, and still without much to lift Australian spirits ahead of the Ashes. At Belrive Oval, England battered its way into form. Ian Bell smashing an unbeaten 121 from a mere 158 balls against Australia A. Paul Collingwood is 74 not out, and it hit like a brick the other day. Collingwood holds both the Ashes and the AFL flag. No wonder Australians are heading overseas in ever-increasing numbers. To the Sheffield Shield, and the match at the SCG is delicately poised, needing 163 for outright success against New South Wales. The Tassies are 3 for 73. And one of those three, Ricky Ponting, dismissed by Shane Watson for 27. Watson, along with fellow New South Wales test player Simon Caddich and Brad Haddon, they didn't do a real lot in their side's second innings either. But while the New South Wales members of the Channel 9 Cheer Squad 4/commentary team were trying to talk up Steve O'Keefe, Xavier Doherty quietly took two wickets, including that of Caddich, and the boy from Georgetown must surely have to play in the first test in Brisbane now.
That's a big call. Putting it on the line there, Warwick. If there is a first test, the weather's not looking so great.
The way the weather is right around the country, all five tests could be, you know, affected by rain and no results there. And that means England keeps the Ashes. Ouch again. Now, at the MCG, the boy from Townsville via Perth, Mitchell Johnson, he got his century as the Whackers reached 368 and the Vics are 3 for 77 in reply. Johnson featuring in two of those dismissals, the first a run out and then having Aaron Finch caught at mid-on. So a few heartening signs around Big Mitch at last. And South Australia got the first innings points against Queensland but is in strife in its second innings, 4 for 32. In Australian football, one swallow doesn't an AFL team make, but when you add that other rare bird, the full-throated ablet, then you might just be getting close. At the AFL draft last night, the Gold Coast Suns used their number one pick to formally acquire David Swallow, who turns 18 today. Happy birthday. And he will play alongside Gary Ablett in the season ahead. And judging by all the media releases in my inbox this morning, every club thinks they got the best player, whatever the Suns might think. As boys become men, I guess the next few years will reveal all. In rugby union, the revelation that Matt Giteau and Ben Robertson are on the bench this weekend for the test against Italy sent eyebrows towards the ceiling and probably even caused a bit of cheering among some leather patcher people, including a guy in Yass who's wanted Giteau out of the way for ages. The question is, though, have the pair, and in particular Giteau, been dropped as a radical reaction to the smashing from England last weekend, or has coach Robbie Deans decided to experiment against a lesser opponent? In baseball, round two of the new National League was played last night in various bits of the country. The Brisbane Bandits beat the Sydney Blue Sox, the Adelaide Bite beat the Perth Heat, and in the city of circles and red tape, here they come, the Canberra Cavalry, who beat the Melbourne Aces 5-2. Now, in addition to all of the above this weekend, there are matches in basketball, both the Men's and Women's National League. The A-League rolls on, and also the W League, the Women's National Soccer League. So as Ronnie Barker might have said, it's a jam-packed program. And Fran, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 24 to 8 on RN Breakfast. And Michelle Grattan's up next.